Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the evening news. France's airstrikes in Syria were the subject of debate in the Assemblée Nationale this afternoon. France launched an air operation in the early hours of Saturday morning, targeting three sites of Syria's chemical weapons programme. Today, the Prime Minister spent 45 minutes justifying the decision to members of Parliament. Edouard Philippe stressed that the strikes were not a prelude to war, but that France would not be seeking a political solution to the situation in Syria as long as the use of chemical weapons went unpunished. Civilians, including children, had been the victims of Bashar al-Assad's alleged chemical weapons attack against his own people in Douma on the 7th of April. In Syria, teams from the International Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons have still not been able to enter the city of Douma to investigate the alleged gas attack. Hundreds of people gathered in front of the Assemblée Nationale in protest at the new bill on immigration and asylum today, which members of Parliament are due to vote on before the end of the day. The Association CIMAD, or the League of Human Rights, have slammed the text as a freedom-destroying law. A spokesperson for the National Court of Asylum said that all asylum seeker and refugee associations had demanded the withdrawal of the bill. The new bill has been headed up by the Minister for the Interior, Gérard Colomb, for controlled immigration and an effective right to asylum. It reduces the time for examining each asylum application to 6 months so that unsuccessful applicants are escorted to the border. It also increases the maximum detention period for undocumented people. In the Eure, the search continues for the missing three-year-old boy, Léo. Léo was last seen on Saturday when he was playing in his family's garden. Investigators suspect that Léo may have had an accident and fallen in the nearby river Andelle. Tomorrow we'll see a further day of strike action at Air France, the air operator's eighth strike day since February. Management says that 70% of flights tomorrow will be guaranteed. Unions are demanding a 6% wage increase for Air France staff. There may be an amicable end in sight to the rift in the Halliday family. The late singer's daughter, Laura Smet, said that she hopes the family can find a solution for her father's estate and assets before June 15th, the day that her father, Johnny Halliday, would have turned 75. Laura and her brother David have been locked in a court battle with Halliday's wife Letitia since it's emerged that the singer had cut his children out of his will, leaving everything to his fourth wife. Now, Laura's lawyer has said that a balance may be struck that would respect the rights of everyone. For her part, Letitia has said that she is not opposed to reconciliation. And finally, hay fever sufferers are warned that this week there is a red alert across most of France for pollen. The summer-like temperatures forecast this week will go hand in hand with a high pollen count. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.